it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Well, the United Nations still has tremendous potential to be a tool.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I apologize. The video continued playing. I got to back it up a little bit. This is Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, addressing the Munich Council in Munich, Germany, last Friday. And basically, talking about nations. Nations in Europe, as well as the United States, our heritage together, basically wanting to work together in the future so that we can work together to rebuild things. Talking about the United Nations and its failure, and this one world global order needs to be rebuilt. This is Marco Rubio speaking in Munich on Friday.
Place the so-called global order above the vital interests of our people and our nations. We do not need to abandon the system of international cooperation we authored, and we don't need to dismantle the global institutions of the old order that together we built. But these must be reformed. These must be rebuilt. For example, the United Nations still has tremendous potential to be a tool for good in the world. But we cannot ignore that today, on the most pressing matters before us, it has no answers and has played virtually no role. It could not solve the war in Gaza. Instead, it was American leadership that freed captives from barbarians and brought about a fragile truce. It has not solved the war in Ukraine. It took American leadership and partnership with many of the countries here today just to bring the two sides to the table in search of a still elusive peace. It was powerless to constrain the nuclear program of radical Shia clerics in Tehran. That required 14 bombs dropped with precision from American B-2 bombers. And it was unable to address the threat to our security from a narco-terrorist dictator in Venezuela. Instead, it took American special forces to bring this fugitive to justice. In a perfect world, all of these problems and more would be solved by diplomats and strongly worded resolutions. But we do not live in a perfect world, and we cannot continue to allow those who blatantly and openly threaten our citizens and endanger our global stability to shield themselves behind abstractions of international law, which they themselves routinely violate. This is the path that President Trump and the United States has embarked upon. It is the path we ask you here in Europe to join us on. It is a path we have walked together before and hope to walk together again. For five centuries before the end of the Second World War, the West had been expanding. Its missionaries, its pilgrims, its soldiers, its explorers pouring out from its shores to cross oceans, settle new continents, build vast empires extending out across the globe. But in 1945, for the first time since the age of Columbus, it was contracting. Europe was in ruins. Half of it lived behind an iron curtain, and the rest looked like it would soon follow. The great Western empires had entered into terminal decline, accelerated by godless communist revolutions and by anti-colonial uprisings that would transform the world and drape the red hammer and sickle across vast swaths of the map in the years to come. Against that backdrop, then, as now, many came to believe that the West's age of dominance had come to an end, and that our future was destined to be a faint and feeble echo of our past. But together, our predecessors recognized that decline was a choice, and it was a choice they refused to make. This is what we did together once before. And this is what President Trump and the United States want to do again now, together with you. And this is why we do not want our allies to be weak, because that makes us weaker. We want allies who can defend themselves so that no adversary will ever be tempted to test our collective strength. This is why we do not want our allies to be shackled by guilt and shame. We want allies who are proud of their culture and of their heritage, who understand that we are heirs to the same great and noble civilization, and who together with us are willing and able to defend it. And this is why we do not want allies to rationalize the broken status quo rather than reckon with what is necessary to fix it. For we in America have no interest in being polite and orderly caretakers of the West's managed decline. We do not seek to separate, but to revitalize an old friendship and renew the greatest civilization in human history. What we want is a reinvigorated alliance that recognizes that what has ailed our societies is not just a set of bad policies, but a malaise of hopelessness and complacency. The alliance that we want is one that is not paralyzed into inaction by fear. Fear of climate change, fear of war, fear of technology. Instead, we want an alliance that boldly races into the future. And the only fear we have is the fear of the shame of not leaving our nations prouder, stronger, and wealthier for our children. An alliance ready to defend our people, to safeguard our interests, and to preserve the freedom of action that allows us to shape our own destiny. Not one that exists to operate a global welfare state and atone for the purported sins of past generations. An alliance that does not allow its power to be outsourced, constrained, or subordinated to systems beyond its control. One that does not depend on others for the critical necessities of its national life. And one that does not maintain the polite pretense that our way of life is just one among many and that asks for permission before it acts. And above all, an alliance based on the recognition that we, the West, have inherited together, what we have inherited together is something that is unique and distinctive and irreplaceable. Because this, after all, is the very foundation of the transatlantic bond. Acting together in this way, we will not just help recover a sane foreign policy. It will restore to us a clear sense of ourselves. It will restore a place in the world. And in so doing, it will rebuke and deter the forces of civilizational erasure that today menace both America and Europe alike. So in a time of headlines heralding the end of the transatlantic era, let it be known and clear to all that this is neither our goal nor our wish. Because for us Americans, our home may be in the Western Hemisphere, but we will always be a child of Europe. Our story began with an Italian explorer whose adventure into the great unknown to discover a new world brought Christianity to the Americas and became the legend that defined the imagination of our pioneer nation. Our first colonies were built by English settlers to whom we owe not just the language we speak, but the whole of our political and legal system. Our frontiers were shaped by Scots-Irish, that proud, hardy clan from the hills of Ulster that gave us Davy Crockett and Mark Twain and Teddy Roosevelt and Neil Armstrong. Our great Midwestern heartland was built by German farmers and craftsmen who transformed empty plains into a global agricultural powerhouse. And by the way, dramatically upgraded the quality of American beer. Our expansion into the interior followed the footsteps of French fur traders and explorers whose names, by the way, still adorn the street signs and towns' names all across the Mississippi Valley. Our horses, our ranches, our rodeos, the entire romance of the cowboy archetype that became synonymous with the American West. These were born in Spain. And our largest and most iconic city was named New Amsterdam before it was named New York. And you know that in the year that my country was founded, Lorenzo and Catalina Giraldi lived in Casal Monferrato in the Kingdom of Piedmont, Sardinia. And Jose and Manuela Reina lived in Sevilla, Spain. I don't know what, if anything, they knew about the 13 colonies which had gained their independence from the British Empire. But here's what I'm certain of. They could have never imagined that 250 years later, one of their direct descendants would be back here today on this continent as the chief diplomat of that infant nation. And yet here I am, reminded by my own story that both our histories and our faiths will always be linked. Together, we rebuilt a shattered continent in the wake of two devastating world wars. When we found ourselves divided once again by the Iron Curtain, the Free West linked arms with the courageous dissidents struggling against tyranny in the East to defeat Soviet communism. We have fought against each other, then reconciled, then fought, then reconciled again. And we have bled and died side by side on battlefields from Kapyong to Kandahar. And I'm here today to leave it clear that America is charting the path for a new century of prosperity, and that once again, we want to do it together with you, our cherished allies and our oldest friends. We want to do it together with you, with a Europe that is proud of its heritage and of its history, with a Europe that has the spirit of creation and liberty that sent ships out into uncharted seas and birthed our civilization, with a Europe that has the means to defend itself and the will to survive. We should be proud of what we achieved together in the last century, but now we must confront and embrace the opportunities of a new one. Because yesterday is over. The future is inevitable. And our destiny together awaits. Thank you.
A couple of guys standing up. More standing up. The entire room now standing up. Standing ovation for Marco Rubio. And you know what this basically said? This is the Trump doctrine. This is our future. This is what we are going to do. We want to do it with you, but we're willing to do it without you. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Final segment of hour number one today here on this Monday, February 16th. In that speech in Munich, Germany, I don't know who wrote it. I don't know if Marco Rubio wrote it himself, if he had a speechwriter, Stephen Miller wrote it. I'm not really sure. But it was delivered in a way that got the world leaders' attention who were attending that conference. The camera, which you didn't see on the video, I played the audio, of course, on radio. But basically, the cameraman was scanning the audience. He scanned on the Prime Minister of Great Britain. Canada was there. Germany was there. France, Spain, Italy. They were all there. And they were all kind of looking around at each other, looking to see who was paying attention, who was shaking their heads yes, who were agreeing with Marco Rubio. And how could they not agree with him? America is a child of Europe. And he got applause for it. Because what he basically said is, look at the history. We became independent of Great Britain because we wanted to do things differently. And we did. But we did it together. When World War I, which Pastor Chatfield described the history of it, the causes of World War I on Friday's history lesson, it happened over there. When the Archduke of Austria was killed, which triggered World War I, America went and fought the Great War. That's what it was called in the beginning until, of course, World War II broke out. Then historians started referring to the Great War as World War I, World War II. He talked about Americans, Canadians, people from all over the world coming to defend Europe against Hitler. American boys who died on the beaches of Normandy. D-Day, June 4th, 1944, the day that was absolutely the major turning point causing the end of World War II and finishing Hitler off and freeing Europe. It would not have happened if General Dwight D. Eisenhower hadn't laid out such a brilliant plan, and thousands of American boys were willing to sacrifice to free Europe. Normandy, France, the entire country of France, would be speaking German today if it wasn't for us, the United States, Great Britain, Canada, all the countries that came and fought in that plan. We then helped rebuild Europe. And now all of a sudden, because of our president, Donald Trump, speaking the truth, we are now the outcast. The world leaders want to stand up against us and form new alliances with people like China. Are you kidding me? The Communist Party of China? You'd rather get in bed and form relationships with China than restoring and fixing and rebuilding our historic background together, the things that we've done together, the things that we basically, our country exists only because of Europe's ancestry. John Locke, Great Britain's scholars, created basically the history, the education of our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, the people who wrote our Declaration of Independence, and after winning the war, gaining our freedom from Great Britain, sat down and created our Constitution, which was amendable. Passing that Constitution September 17, 1787, then 4 years later, December 15, 1791, amending it with our Bill of Rights. We can't deny our history, neither can Europe. But it starts with national sovereignty. The illegal migration of what they've done in Europe is damaging Europe. Great Britain is basically being overtaken by Islamic jihadists. There's part of England that the police don't even go into because of Sharia law running their parts of their country. It's got to stop. They have got to put their foot down. They have got to take back their countries. They got to take back their sovereign nations. We want them to be strong. Because if they're strong, we're stronger together. If they're weak, they hinder our ability to be strong on the world stage. And we're going to do this with or without you. We'd rather do it with you, is basically what the speech said. Great speech. I posted it on my Twitter X account. I'll try to download it if I can, but you're going to have to go there to get it. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com.